This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. How's this for a book title?
I'm Rogue.
So what kind of a name is Rogue?
I don't know. What kind of a name is Wolverine?
We don't know if she considered Wolverine, but Sarah Palin did put the word Rogue in her new book. Her book that is not yet written is already a bestseller. Going Rogue, An American Life, sits atop both the Amazon and Barnes & Noble bestseller lists. Motoko Rich covers the book business for our partner, The New York Times. You can have a bestseller without even actually writing the book, Motoko. That's a new one on me.
Hi, John. I do think she's actually finished the manuscript and delivered it to her publisher, and her publisher moved off the date. They were originally planning to publish this book in the spring of 2010, and they've now moved it up to November to kind of take advantage of the news cycle that's been swirling around her since she resigned from the governor's office in July. And they announced that, and I think that has sort of unleashed all of the interest in the book, and that's why it's kind of gone straight to the top of both Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, because people are submitting all their pre-orders.
Right. Now, this is exciting, and, you know, I'm scratching my head as to when she could have written this book, but, you know, instant books get written all the time very quickly.
It's true.
How few people does it take to be on top of the Amazon.com bestseller list or the Barnes & Noble bestseller list?
Well, that is the mystery. I mean, the interesting thing is that she's done it at a time when we have books like The Lost Symbol and Senator Kennedy's book that just came out. I mean, it's been in a crazy fall for huge books. Mitch Albom just has a book out. Audrey Niffenegger, the author of The Time Traveler's Wife, has a new novel out. So there are a lot of books out that potentially could be drawing a lot of buyers, and so the fact that she's gone to both the top of the Amazon and the Barnes & Noble list was newsworthy. That being said, we don't really know how these lists are exactly calculated. Generally speaking, they're about a moment in time. So however often they are refreshed, those are the books that sold the most in that sort of peer window of time. It's not sort of overall sales. It doesn't mean that there are more pre-orders for Sarah Palin's book than have sold The Lost Symbol.
Now, it could be, though, as few as 50,000 people over a period of days that would propel something way up into the top of one of these lists, right?
Indeed, or over a period of hours, in fact. It could be as few as, say, for argument's sake, 10,000 people over 2 hours or something like that.
And that's easily mobilizable on an email list. We're not ascribing any sort of cynical conspiracies here, but as someone who follows the publishing industry, who will buy this book? Is it sort of the same people that buy Rush Limbaugh's book or...
Well, interestingly, I went on this morning and looked on Amazon's list, and number one is Going Rogue, and number two is Arguing with Idiots by Glenn Beck. So there's certainly a huge demand out there in the sort of generally conservative base. There are a lot of conservative polemic books that have been on the top of the bestseller list for weeks. Mark Levin has a book, Liberty of Tyranny.
Right.
Michelle Malkin has a book. Glenn Beck has several books. So this is a community that's very interested in buying books. In some ways, it's not surprising.
But the An American Story component of it does set Sarah Palin apart. I mean, she is, and certainly that was why it was so electrifying when she was named John McCain's running mate. She's a sympathetic young woman, family woman, who's had, ups and downs in her life.
Absolutely, and she's a celebrity. I mean, she's all over the news. David Letterman has been talking about this book for the last few nights, so I think she's out there. She's got a lot of buzz.
All right, and when's the publication date?
In November.
November. Motoko Rich covers the book business for The New York Times, and more on the Sarah Palin book in November, I'm sure. Thanks, Motoko.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.